Hi, Rav Judah here with a brief thought about Hanukkah. The date that we're celebrating, we call it Hanukkah. Why is Hanukkah celebrated now at the end of the month of Kislev? It's wintertime. So the Ran in Tractate Shabbat explains that the name Hanukkah stands for Chanu Kaf He. They rested from battle, they succeeded and they were done fighting on Kaf He, on the 25th of Kislev. And so that's the date for this holiday. Most others disagree and say that the name Hanukkah comes from the word Chanukat, like Chanukat HaBayit, Chanukat HaMizbeach, which means a dedication, that they rededicated the temple. It's not a reference to the date at all. Which then begs the question, so why are we celebrating this now? So the Maharal of Prague, in his commentary, quotes a Talmudic passage in Tractate Avodah Zarah, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chet, page 8. There on Chet Amon Aleph, the Gemara tells a story. It's an Agadata. It says that when the Gemara there is premised on the idea that the world was created in Tishrei. There's a debate in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah whether the world was created in Tishrei or was created in Nisan. One opinion is the world was created in Tishrei, and thus that's a lot of our Rosh Hashanah thoughts that we have around that time of year. Based on that premise, and assuming that approach, so the Maharal says that, the Gemara says actually, that Adam HaRishon, Adam ate from the tree, and then was scared because he noticed less and less light in the world. The days were growing shorter. And he was afraid that this was occurring because he had made a mistake and he and Chava had eaten from the tree. And so the Gemara says that for 8 days he fasted and did tshuva, and then saw that things started to get better, and made an 8-day holiday to celebrate, and that there is this ancient idea of having an 8-day holiday around this time of year. The Maharal explains a little bit further that what was happening was that if Adam and Chava were created, you know, if the world was created at the end of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, is the 6th day of creation, assuming 24-hour days. I don't necessarily assume 24-hour days in creation, but for these purposes we assume it. So if the world is created starting on the 25th of Elul, and Aleph Tishrei, the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is the date in which Adam and Chava are created, that is somewhere around the equinox. Light and dark are more or less balanced around that time of year. It's September. But then as the months went on through October, November, through the rest of Tishrei, you know, Cheshvan into Kislev, they start noticing it's colder and it's darker. And they were afraid that all the light was going to go out of the world, that their mistake had robbed the world of its light, of its vitality, of its warmth. And so right around the solstice, when things get really short and really cold, they were fasting and davening, and then the response was things started to get better, and they celebrated, and that there was this ancient holiday that went way, way back, that then the Chashmonaim, the Maccabees, were bringing back. And part of what we do with that is we light lights. Why do we light lights? Of course, because of the menorah in the temple and the rededication, but also because what they were worried about was a loss of light in the world, and the Jewish response to darkness is to make more light. What do we do this time of year when it gets the darkest and the days are shortest and it's cold? We go and we light ever-increasing light. Another candle every day, because that's who we are and that's what we do. Happy Hanukkah.